Hi, this is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. Nearly every element of the American economy has improved since the 2008 fiscal crisis. The stock market has bounced back. Corporate earnings have reached record heights. The national unemployment rate is now almost 2 points lower than it was at its peak in October 2009. Even American automakers have returned to profitability. The main exception to this general trend is housing, about which there's still little good news. Nationwide, housing prices peaked in May 2007 and are currently down about 25% from their peak. Foreclosures remain at elevated levels. Actual foreclosure numbers are down from 2 to 3 years ago, but this is likely the effect of new government regulations to slow down the foreclosure process, not a stronger housing market. Persistent weakness in the housing market was a big reason why financial stocks performed so poorly last year, and thus in turn why the stock market as a whole was flat for 2011. And all this despite the numerous forms of stimulus and support that the housing market has received from the federal government, and record low interest rates. Housing is arguably a greater drag on the local economy in Worcester than on the national economy. A weak housing market threatens the city's ability to continue to fund basic municipal services, because Worcester is a bedroom community. Around 80% of the city's tax base is residential, and about 40% of the city's budget is funded by property tax revenues. Housing values in Worcester rose higher and fell farther than in both the nation and the state. As a recent Worcester Magazine article documented, several Worcester neighborhoods continue to be plagued by vacant and abandoned properties. These so-called problem properties destabilize neighborhoods by depressing values in nearby properties, attracting criminal activity, and creating fire safety hazards. The Worcester firefighter who died in December was responding to a call in one of these problem property-scarred neighborhoods. To its credit, city government acted early to establish a range of new programs to address neighborhood destabilization. But unfortunately, the numbers of vacant and abandoned buildings in the city continue to rise. It's a vicious cycle. A weak housing market creates the conditions for more and more problem properties, which in turn further depress home prices in the city as a whole. And we still don't know entirely why the housing market in Worcester is so weak. Is it oversupply? Perhaps, although Worcester's housing bubble wasn't caused by a boom in new construction, but rather rising market appreciation of existing stock. Unemployment in the Worcester is still relatively high, but below the national average and a full 3 percentage points below its recession-era peak. Economic development policy is now one of city government's chief priorities. Every year, Worcester's city manager is evaluated based on his real estate development record. Most city councilors are probably much better informed about the details of City Square than, say, crime rates in Worcester's neighborhoods or Worcester's long-term unfunded pension and retiree health care liabilities. But the irony of this is that it is far from clear that these big projects downtown will have a significant impact on the local economy. Taxes from downtown properties provide less than 10% of the city's total tax levy. What is the goal of economic development policy? Some would say job creation, but that's controversial. Even assuming that we're comfortable with the level of government intrusiveness that a robust job creation program would entail, local government is poorly equipped to create private sector jobs. It simply doesn't have access to the sort of policy tools that the state and federal governments have. A more appropriate goal of economic development is to stabilize and grow the tax base. No one's against that. But in Worcester, the tax base is mostly residential, so it's somewhat odd that economic development policy should be so focused on commercial development in downtown. To be sure, any and all growth in the commercial real estate market is welcome. But until we see housing pick up and Worcester gain mastery over its problem properties in places like Vernon Hill and Grafton Hill, the city's overall tax base will remain weak. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.